Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A school district to shut down. Rungay ISD, southeast of San Antonio, is reporting 20% of its teachers and staff have COVID, including the superintendent. Tonight, as the school leader recovers, he spoke exclusively with Ken Svine's Elisa Niavez on closing schools after starting just 2 weeks ago.
Rungay, Texas, a town of fewer than 1,000 people in Karnes County, quieter than usual this week.
Saturday afternoon, I began to receive calls.
Rungay ISD Superintendent Hector Dominguez says he's been here before. A surge of COVID cases at the start of school. But last year, he says, the students got sick.
This year, it's with our employees.
Over the weekend, Dominguez says he took call after call.
So we were up to over 20% of our staff that had tested positive.
10 of his employees had COVID.
I tested myself with my physician, and I too tested positive for COVID. We're a very, very small school district. And so we don't have the resources that a large district would have to cover classes.
195 students in grades pre-K through 12 make up Rungay ISD. Monday, all of Yellow Jacket Nation received this letter saying all schools will be closed this week. That same day, all buildings were sanitized.
It was a no-brainer that it was in the best interest of keeping everyone safe.
Rungay ISD operates on a four-day learning schedule, Tuesday through Friday. Dominguez says they'll soon meet to draft a new instructional calendar to make up the lost days from this week.
Everything will go back to normal in Rungay ISD beginning Saturday at the home high school volleyball game. Monday will be a staff development day. Students return on Tuesday. Reporting in Rungay, Alicia Niavis, Ken Svine.
Now to the COVID front here in San Antonio. The city has seen a 30% increase in COVID-19 cases since last week. 1,965 new cases have been reported. It's still well below last year's numbers and what the city saw during the peak of the pandemic. Metro Health says the positivity rate at its facilities is 29%, but so far says not many children have tested positive. The officials say that could change as we get later on into the school year.
CDC announced it's tracking a newly discovered strain of COVID-19. Just four cases have been confirmed so far worldwide, with one of those in Michigan. The World Health Organization has classified the strain as a, quote, variant under monitoring due to its large number of mutations. Officials say its mutations could help the virus bypass immunity from prior infections or vaccinations.
That's right. There's still no reason to be alarmed, but health officials say pay attention. Many people are traveling. They're getting together. All of that has fueled an uptick in COVID-19 cases, and rates are increasing at the highest rate right now in the Southwest.
As many enter the last few weeks of a social summer season, it's clear one thing didn't take a break: COVID. And with fall fast approaching, many are wondering if and when they should get their booster shots.
Everyone will likely meet the criteria to get the new booster.
CBS. And don't worry, right after they rolled all this out, Biden announced the new booster is ready for you. All completely scripted, the same way they did it 3.5 years ago. Hey, it's not that big a threat. Just be ready, be aware. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. There's no cases of kids, but we got to close the school. Oh, my gosh. Somebody tested positive in our business. Close it. Which shuts down society. But the big box stores have a plan. They're going to stay open. They'll further consolidate control. Notice the school day at that school is 4 days now. And after the next attack, 3 days, 2 days. What will the schools be for? The homeless people, the re-education camps, the government command bases. This is all admitted under State Department Memorandum 7277 and others. They figured this all out. Remember, the Taliban used the public schools once they took over as the torture bases. That's all they are, is re-education camps. They're getting ready to get rid of it all. You'll stay in your house. You'll be pre-programmed there. When they let you out of your house with a pass, you'll go. This is their whole plan. But we're here opposing it. We're here saying no to the ESGs, no to the New World Order. You got to admit the full horror. We're going to have a chance to beat it. Your phone calls are coming up in 60 seconds. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Deception. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. We're totally vindicated. They rolled out the attempted launch, their new COVID lockdowns. And the public's not buying it. So they're saying, oh, we're not doing new COVID restrictions, even though we are. How do we counter this? What do you think they're going to do next? How do we respond? Let's go to Mountain Patriot, Colorado. Mountain Patriot, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Is it COVID coming back, or is it Merrick disease creeping in? That's the question I have.
Well, there's all sorts of new viruses they're trying to hit us with. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, you remember when they tried to vaccinate the chickens for coronavirus, it ended up that the chickens couldn't live without the vaccination after a while, because what are they called? Leaky vaccines? They don't work right. And before long, the chickens can't even live together unless they all get vaccinated continuously.
And then once they give them enough shots, it turns them into a mutant.
Yeah. And there's plenty of mutants running around right now. And
you know, I covered that ad nauseum like 3 years ago. What's the name of the disorder when you give chickens like their third or fourth COVID shot, because it's all started with bird flu, and then it causes them to mutate, all their joints get a lot bigger, and they grow tumors everywhere, but then become immune to it and stay alive are these giant mutants. What was that called?
I believe that's the Merrick's disease that you're talking about. There was an article about it in National Geographic.
Yes.
On their website.
How do you spell that? Numerics?
It's Merrick, M-A-R-E-K, and you mentioned it, so I looked it up, and I've been thinking long and hard about it, believe me.
No, I forgot about Merrick's disease. Yeah, print that for me. Yeah, they got similar studies that does that to humans, too. That's why they want you to take them over and over again, because it keeps insulting your immune system until it finally takes you over.
Yeah, and then these morons that keep taking them and taking them, they just become, you know, super spreaders of all these variants. They're just like big walking petri dishes without a thought in their head.
And they love it. They absolutely love it. Anything else?
I tell you what, Alex, I'm just so frustrated, and I feel terrible sometimes that some of these people that I just wish they'd take, some of them I wish they'd take more vaccines. I'm so fed up with it all, man. My gal worked at the hospital outside the Navajo Nation in the ICU, and she went through absolute hell, and you know, probably has PTSD from everything that she saw and went through with all those, with all the breathing apparatus and having, you know, the doctors won't even go in the rooms, and that she had to lead families up to the window outside the ICU to say goodbye to their loved ones.
Yeah, the doctors are the worst. They're following the orders to suck the 53,000 out, but they won't even go see the person they're murdering.
I'm so angry, man. I'm so angry. I don't know what the answer is, other than, you know, trying to wake people up nonviolently. And, you know, it's just, it's unreal. I don't see any way out of this right now. But yeah.
Well, remember, they would take infected people and put them in there with old people in a nursing home, but family couldn't come see their loved one because they wanted to quietly murder them. And whether you were in Europe or Australia or the U.S., it was the same policy. All directed by the same people. That's the big giveaway. Thank you, Mountain Patriot. Roy in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, thanks for holding.
So I want to call in about the COVID. I'm agreeing with you that the N95, it just doesn't work. We learned, you know, back in school before we went into the hospital that even an N95 still allows 5% nanoparticles. And even if you had a perfect seal, you couldn't stop the virus from getting through into your system. And so the whole mask thing is really, unless you could live in a bubble and get air a different way, you can't really stop from getting a virus. And so the virus, you know, it causes basically a constant chronic inflammation. I got it back in 2020, and I've had to deal with complications with it all the way up even till today. And so you get sort of a chronic inflammation, and you get sort of an asthmatic effect from it.
Yes.
So when it gets really bad for me, I have no problem whatsoever taking even more than one shot of Pulmicort if I need to. There were times when it was so bad, I would take three shots of Pulmicort. If you got the liquid Pulmicort and you can use a nebulizer, it'll work a whole lot better. But if you've got the powder form called Advair, that also helps, but you seem to need more of it if you use the powdered form. I would recommend people get a nebulized machine and get the liquid form of Pulmicort. And if you have to take two, three to get your inflammation down and keep you out of the emergency room.
And by the way, you're a really important caller, Roy, because there were two camps here. People that said it's the most deadly virus ever, kills 3.4%, or those that said, oh, it's not real. No, I'm tough. I'm not a hypochondriac. I hardly ever get sick. This was different. I was huffing steroids, taking all the stuff. And if I didn't know that it was inflammation and psychological, I'd have gone to the hospital. I'd have died. So you work as a respiratory therapist, and you're saying you've never seen anything like this.
No, this is definitely different. We've had all kinds of different ways that people get pneumonia in hospitals before. And, you know, we've had people before the whole COVID thing came out. You know, there were different reasons why people ended up with pneumonia, ended up on ventilators. But then as soon as they released this virus, which I believe is an attack too, I think it's been manipulated, even myself. But when they released this, it was like that was the only thing that existed. There was nothing else out there. And even the doctors, that's all they would say everybody had was COVID. I'm like, well, how's that possible? I'm like, we had all kinds of different things that caused pneumonia before. Even bacterial pneumonia.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt they boosted the numbers of it. No doubt they did that. But separately, you're saying you did see something different physiologically from COVID.
Yes. Yes, because it just wouldn't stop. The inflammation keeps coming back and coming back. It's almost like a virus that you can't.
Well, I mean, I'm not a medical worker like you are, but I've interviewed literally hundreds of doctors. It is a prion isolated nanotech viral particle that keeps replicating, just like the thing that causes mad cow disease. And so that's what it is. That's why it just keeps coming back.
Yeah, plus it's an RNA virus, not a DNA virus. So an RNA virus like HIV can be prolonged. It can be manipulated in a way where it's very difficult for the body to fight it off. So they intentionally used something that they knew that you wouldn't be able to fight off easily. And if they gave it longevity by splicing in something like HIV or just some crazy thing they could have spliced in there, then it's almost impossible to beat. I mean, you'll go through phases of feeling better, then you'll feel worse, then you'll feel better, then you'll feel worse.
Well, they did splice in the HIV delivery system. They did do that.
Yeah, and that's what. And I wonder, you know, if you know some people are reacting to it in different ways than others because it's always like dormant in the body and then. And goes through these phases where it mutates because RNA viruses, they just mutate.
Well, that's it. They colonize this with a chimeric self-replicating infection there are ways to mitigate it, but it's reducing everybody's lifespan. It's infected everybody. And again, what was Fauci's specialty? HIV. What is Bill Gates' specialty? HIV. So they hit us with this thing that's very hard to track, that affects each person differently. And we're literally living, in Hitler 2.0 right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, you really know that you're dealing with the problem is, and I'll say this is something I've noticed, I recognized in me and some people I've talked to. If you lie down flat on your back and it seems to get worse, it's because that chronic inflammation that you've been dealing with for a while has done so much damage to your lungs that it's weakened your lungs. I don't have a name for that. I just myself call it weakened lung syndrome. There's no real name for it, but I've gotten to the point to where I've had inflammation so much to where I have to use like a CPAP when I lay flat on my back. It's the only way that I can breathe better. And, I take ivermectin and I take some of the other stuff too.
Same thing happened to me after COVID. I've never been the same. Can't sleep on my back now. Just I wake up gasping for air.
Yeah, if I don't I got to put a nasal CPAP on my nose. It's the only way that I can actually lay flat on my back and go to sleep now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Just put in an order, just showed up.
Yeah, it's even stronger. The other one's great as well, but it's even stronger.
Awesome. I can't wait, Alex. Well, I want to talk about a little big picture here. What I think what they're doing right now, they really got their hand on the dial on these future shock, Tavistock Institute type of attacks that are going on. You just look at it. You got the virus attacks. You got the food attacks. You got the energy attacks, the inflation attacks, the weather attacks, the different groups that they incite, trying to fight each other, getting everybody at each other. And all of these are just attacks, just like you lay down artillery and to soften up your target. And before you really go in, and hopefully what the idea is, you just walk right in afterwards. Everybody's demoralized, dazed, just beaten down. And that's what we're going through, is what I feel like.
I agree. They're opening up the artillery ahead of the central bank, the digital currencies, having first they'll soften us up, then offer themselves as saviors, and then as soon as they get the handcuffs on us digitally, they're going to kill basically everybody.
That's it. You got to be aware of I tell people, be aware of the solutions. Look out for, you know, anytime they offer a solution, you know, what's their end goal? You know, you tie it back to 9/11. It's like, well, what did they get in the end? Well, they got the Patriot Act. They got 20 years of war. So all you got to do is just say, well, step back. What did they get with the...
Well, that's right. I mean, if you get evil people in charge and they have the administrative power, they can do incredible things. Maui's a microcosm of that. Don't give them water. Don't trim the trees. Leave the power on. Order the cops. Hold people in the town. You know what would happen. And then you've got the cops who aren't even part of it doing your dirty work now. So the public goes, well, forgive them. They didn't know. But now they're not calling for an investigation that goes all the way up. So they know our nature. They know we love to take it. Larry Fink knows we love for him to kill us. We love for him to rape us and rob us. And he wants to do it. He just sees us as trash to be taken out. It's disgusting cockroaches eating his pie. And it's very, very sad. I appreciate your call. And maybe Larry thinks better than everybody. Maybe he is a god. We're here just to die in his wake. We sure act like it. So, but know this. You can be a doctor. You can be a school teacher. You can be an FBI agent. Larry Fink's going to kill you, too. Klaus Schwab's going to kill you, too. So you pretend you're part of the power structure, you're going to die too. They're going to slowly cut your resources off too. So just know that. Enjoy yourself. Let's talk to Patriot Rep in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It was great talking to you, man. I got to tell you, I'm one of your biggest supporters. I'm running for 2nd District out here in Ohio.
Beautiful.
I've actually got a link straight on my website at patriotrep.com to go straight to Van Top Video. I'm also going to put up one also for you just for InfoWars Store. And I didn't try to want to get off topic earlier with you about the Maui. I know you're calling about we're talking about the COVID vaccine rollout and all that. And the reason I didn't say anything about the COVID vaccine, because you know what? I'm not buying it. I'm not taking those shots. And people are awake. They're not going to take them. We're not going to take them. But to try to talk to people, to explain to people, they don't even want to hear it. They do not want to listen. They don't want to hear the other side. You know, so my point was like, there's no point in even trying to talk to these people anymore. But my question, you know, what nobody has addressed is I know that on the Maui fires, Alex, if you, they talk about all these kids that are missing. My question is, where are these kids' parents? Where are these kids' uncles?
Well that's it. Whole families burn up and are dead, and they don't want people to know because then they can get the property since the whole family's dead.
Yeah, but where are the outspoken? I mean, where are the grandmothers, the uncles that live in other states? Where is the outcry from these people? Where are they? Where are they?
We've been trained to submit, and so that's a good question. Yeah, that's why there's a 12-mile exclusion zone, because if grandma wants to come find their daughter, well, grandma's not allowed in. We just killed your daughter, lady. You're going to come talk to your daughter. We just killed your grandkids. We killed your wife. We killed your husband. We killed your ass. She just lay down and take it. I mean, that's why they kept them out. So they can't come find out where their family went. They can't go to their house and find them burned up and dead, or find them burned up and dead in a car. FEMA's going to bulldoze all that out while they spend $1,000 a night Bill Gates Hotel.
There's many people out there on the ground that get these people heard. You know, get these families heard. Like, you know, we don't even know where our kids are. We don't know where our granddaughters is. We don't know where my daughter is. But I mean, I appreciate all the work you do. And
are you saying you've got family in Maui?
No. I'm just saying, you know, that all the people that died in Maui, you know, God be with them. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, people that don't live in Maui, that have people live in Maui, you know, where are they at? You don't hear them on any talk shows or anything saying, hey, man, I couldn't get to my kids. I can't see my kids. They won't tell me nothing. You don't hear about
it. No, I hear you. And listen, I need to go to Maui, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to reach out to an outside media company to actually fund me to go, because there's a limited travel budget here, and I thought I controlled InfoWars. I don't. So we do Patriot Award shows, and we do Barton Springs events, and we do Las Vegas events. So there's no money for me to go cover this mass murder. And I'm not mad, but because there's a CRO who's not really connected to it, and the crew kind of does what they want. So that's fine. I'm going to go, and I'm going to get outside funding, outside of InfoWars, and I'm going to go to Maui, and I'm going to cover it for someone else. I'm being basically forced out of InfoWars, and it's okay. But that's why I got one foot out the door. I've really tried to stabilize this place. I've really tried to work with people, but it's a whole nother world in that it's not even the management that's the issue. It's just that sometimes things get long in the tooth. They just get long in the tooth. And people love award shows. They love it. I will never be part of it. In fact, I'm not doing any stadium events, any award shows. I'd rather be executed than be part of that. Because it doesn't do anything. It does nothing. And but people don't agree with me around here. And I don't know how I'm not in control of my own company. I'll be honest. I'm not in control. It's like there could be a flying saucers attacking New York City next week. There'll be no budget for that. But there's an award show you better damn believe will be there that no one watches, nobody cares about. And I'm not even against that. It's fine. Like, I'll leave here, and InfoWars can be one endless award show. Just 24/7, like Hollywood. We'll have Oscars and stuff, you know? We'll do that for everybody. But I'll be long gone. Long gone. And so I probably shouldn't be on air today. Because I don't feel well. I'll be gone, absolutely honest with everybody. But I'll be damned to hell before I'm ever part of some award show or some Vegas thing. You know, everybody struts around all day long. And I'm not even against all that kind of crap. It's just that we got serious fish to fry here. Serious fish to fry. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Americans have just had a major victory against the globalist tyrants. And this victory, if people pay attention, can be a model of defeating their future operations. So please, listen to me clearly. If you remember, about 10 days ago, I came out and said, according to my sources inside the federal government, they've been told the new COVID protocols are going to be rolled back out starting September 15th through December and into next year for the election. They were told first masking for TSA employees and other airport employees, and that Biden would then do a mandate middle of October. Now, that's what they were told. Right after I reported that news, and the reason my story went so viral was because suddenly, the same afternoon, they rolled out a huge PR campaign that hospitals are shutting back down and colleges are making you wear masks and some public schools are closing and do the protocols need to come back, whether you were in Australia, the UK, Canada, the US. It was the same PR. So I announced this in the first hour of my morning show on Friday, two Fridays ago. And then by 5 o'clock that evening, they had their full rollout pushing it. Since then, Biden has come out and said he wants multiple millions of dollars for a new COVID vaccine that's coming out September 15th, same date the TSA whistleblower told me they were going to have masks put back on. So there was a huge backlash to this, and now the White House, the CDC, and the TSA as well have all come out and said, no, we don't have any plans to go back to lockdowns. And then they have the fact checkers that, by the way, are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Isn't that funny? Saying, oh, Jones said lockdowns by the fall. No, I said they'd like to get back to full COVID protocols, is what I was told, by December. But the key here is they'd like to. In my original announcement that went viral, in that little five-minute clip, I said, we have a chance to stop this. They lied to us about masks being effective. They lied to us about the origin of the virus. They lied to us about the so-called vaccines working that aren't even vaccines, that are gene therapies that erase your immune system. They lied to us at every level about, oh, if you take the shot, you're protected and you can't spread it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call yesterday. An individual was in town, and they are a high-level manager in the TSA. And they said, you got to warn people. Whistleblowers from TSA and Border Patrol have raised the alarm to InfoWars that the Biden administration is setting the stage for full COVID lockdowns that will begin with incremental restrictions like masking TSA employees in mid-September. Then by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. And in the meetings, people began to ask them, well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada and because of the WHO, they may, you know, declare this. But regardless, we've been told this is going to happen. Gloomy. Scientists call for people to start wearing COVID masks again as they sound alarm over new variant AB16 that has lots of new mutations. Print that for me. And then they were told, we expect by December a return to the full COVID protocol of 2020-2021. That's two federal agents that told me this yesterday. And then I went and looked at the news, and there they were saying Canada's looking at new restrictions again because of the variant, and so is the EU. And what did the Russians just put out 3 days ago? U.S. is plotting another pandemic, Russian head of the defense ministry warns. Now, new lockdowns will starve the third world. New lockdowns will destroy small businesses. New lockdowns will take the average person that's already $5,000 in the hole and their paycheck is just on time. We'll put them into full bankruptcy. And the children in the mask and the attempt to push a new shot for the new variant, and we're right back in the same hellhole we were in just a few years ago. And why is it perfect timing? Because going to the election year, they had the last crisis go over 2.5 years. They'll bare minimum run this through the next election. It's only 14, 15 months out with mail-in ballots again. And we have all the eyewitnesses and testimony that they'd get the mail-in ballots. And in some cases, they were 99% for Joe Biden. Who believes that? I said, to be clear, did they say this was hypothetical? No, we asked that. We said, how do you know? And they said, well, we can see with the testing, it's going up. It's already really bad. So you have 20 million people dead from the shots. You have all sorts of illnesses. It's all going to be blamed on COVID, the heart attacks, the myocarditis, the blood clots, the strokes. Because it's all kicking in now. Some people die in just a few days or a few weeks. Most people die years later.
So we're going to have major death this winter when the vitamin D goes down, the viruses that are already in them kick up. You've been implanted with a cocktail, as Dr. Judy Mikovits exposed a few days ago, of hundreds of these viruses. When your body gets overwhelmed, just like herpes keeps coming back over and over again when you're stressed, they've implanted you with herpes, SV40 cancer virus, Lyme's disease. That's in the shots. So are we going to sit here and take this? Are we going to sit here and lay out of this and let them put the narrative out and use the fear-mongering, and then it's the concerts, and then it's the grocery stores, and then it's the fear and all the same thing? Are we going to go through Groundhog Day again? We'll work hard to expose it. It'll get us ahead of it. But I got a sneaking suspicion we'll be sitting here very soon going, Alex Jones is right again. Let's not fail this time, folks. Please. Please.
You actually can get more infected and spread it easier and statistically die more often if you have, according to hundreds of studies. So we're not getting back on this roller coaster again, at least not a large part of us. And so they were trying to incrementally bring it back in before we noticed and order the hotels and the different hospitality industries to tell their employees to start wearing them. I opened the phones up on my show. Hundreds of calls last week of people being told, indeed, our hotel chain says the masks are coming back. And then, boom, it was suddenly in the news. Some public schools have closed in places like Texas and New York. Again, hospitals are bringing back the mask. They're talking about vaccine passports again. In fact, a bunch of colleges are making you have the shots, including the, quote, new one, to be in the school, even though it doesn't come out until, get this, of course, September 15th. So CDC denies COVID restrictions coming after bombshell Alex Jones exposes Biden's lockdown plan. Here's the AP article. Conspiracy theorist spreads false information about the return of COVID mandates, even though they are returning in front of our faces. They have science check, COVID-19 vaccination project. No support for viral claim that COVID-19 lockdowns are returning this fall. And you know who funds this group? Bill and Melinda Gates fund the watchdog group. Isn't that a massive conflict of interest? Here's another one. We'll play a clip of Biden. Breaking, Biden regime to use $1.4 billion of taxpayer cash to bankroll more COVID vaccines, but he says this time it's going to work.
Mr. President, can you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases and new variants?
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would like to be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether they got it or not.
You got to love how Biden took time out from being booed when he was in Nevada to walk up to a lady and tell her, don't you worry, we're going to get you this new shot. It's going to work, and everybody needs it. And that's what they're now saying. Oh, Gottlieb and all these board members of Pfizer, who are also FDA board members, are on television telling us that, yep, it's a yearly shot, COVID's never going away, and you really need this shot. Here's another headline. Is masking coming back as new COVID variants emerge? Here's what experts say. So the truth is, I told the truth about those whistleblowers. And then right after I announced it, they had their program timed to roll out the same day. Incredible timing. So that's what supercharged.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I told the truth about those whistleblowers, and then right after I announced it, they had their program timed to roll out the same day. Incredible timing. So that's what supercharged our report, because people could see my report come out in the morning, and 5-6 hours later, every major channel in the Western world rolled out, oh, we got to make you wear masks. Oh, hospitals are going to have long lines again. Oh, there's new variants. Oh, there's a new shot. Oh, we got to close these schools. Oh. So here we are again. But the good news is we're not taking it lying down. There is a huge backlash ongoing, and folks see through these denials. But the fact that the White House and the CDC and the TSA are coming out and saying that there's no truth to what I said, even though you see the rollout in front of you, shows that they need you to unconsciously, incrementally go back under the controls. But if you're conscious of it and form opposition up front, they'll never get to where they wanted to go. So that's the psychological warfare operation. Once you're aware of what their goal is, to take control of your body, to get this UN treaty through, to set up a vaccine passport worldwide that's going to be assigned to the carbon tax, the social credit score, which is also run by Bill Gates and the UN, once you realize that, you start resisting it, they can't get it through. So any program they launch, they need minimal resistance and people not conscious of it. Another great example is the Second Amendment. When people didn't know that the government really wanted their guns to enslave them, they were getting gun control passed, victim disarmament. Now the general public knows the truth. We're gaining back Second Amendment rights, not losing them, despite all their lust to disarm us. It's the same thing. Once we realize they want to control our bodies, want to make us their biomedical slaves, it's game over. So I want to salute the viewers, salute the listeners, and just tell them, hey, this is a great example for when they try to roll stuff out in the future, because you know they're not going to stop. They're still going to try this rollout. To continue to educate people and bring up the fact that they lied to us about every facet of COVID, and their fact checkers are bought and paid for by the very people that launched the COVID attack on humanity. And again, the only reason we were successful heading this off at the pass so far is because you are informed, you remembered what happened, and you've decided to not take it this time. So I'll see you all on the front lines of the fight at the forbidden site, Infowars.com/show and band.video. And I ask you to please let everybody else know that the forbidden show they're not supposed to hear or see, and all the news they're not supposed to see, is at Infowars.com and Infowars.com/show. Now here's an example of how we peacefully resist the next phase of this rollout.
This is a shout out to everybody that works a normal job. You're a cashier, you're a receptionist or whatever. Last time COVID came around, we kind of gave you guys a pass for trying to enforce the mask stuff because we knew it wasn't really coming from you, so we didn't want to ruin your day. Unfortunately, we can't do that this time because the government's going to push us around through you. So we have to push back through you. Unfortunately, we're not going to allow the need and desire to be cordial and polite to destroy the need for us to do smart things and avoid stupid things, like putting something on your face that's not actually effective. So I don't want to do this. No offense at all. But just so you know, we're not going to let it slide this time. Sorry about that. No offense. Only love for you. But you're going to catch these ideological hands. And what I mean by that is you're going to learn everything about masks and how stupid what you're asking us to do is. And we're going to demand to talk to your higher-ups, and they're going to get educated too. That's the way it's going to work this time. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be real awkward. But you know what's more awkward? Doing dumb shit that doesn't work in mass. That's more awkward. So, sorry, not happening. I hope I don't have to talk to you about it, but I'm gonna.
I'm looking for that 5% that's willing to stand up. We're rapidly approaching that momentum point. America has not been sold out by Americans. America has been sold out by traitors. And we've sold out America in that we haven't punished traitors. Biological and chemical attacks are imminent. They are preparing us. They are going to create a crisis because they know that they can't deal with a real political backlash and the restructuring and the reforming and getting back to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And the only government with a history of testing biological weapons is America. They've done it inside America in the 50s and 60s. That's what's declassified. Biological attack is imminent. Imminent. It's going to happen. It's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
Look, I can't deal with it anymore.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to first provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
Stay home, keep your distance, or now, pay the price.
Police with axes and assault rifles raided this venue in Sao Paulo and found about 600 partygoers, most without masks.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arresting them.
9 police checkpoints have now been set up around the perimeter of Auckland as its 1.6 million residents return to level 3 lockdown.
This is the video that raised questions about how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
The man was handcuffed in the stands for not wearing a mask.
Disturbing video showing a violent clash between apparent social distancing violators and police in Brooklyn. And this cell phone video capturing the moment an officer waves a taser and repeatedly strikes a bystander. standard during the social distancing bust.
Get your hands off of me! You are kidnapping me! I have done nothing illegal!
Canadians are being hit with penalties now as governments move to reinforce the shutdowns right across the country.
And the city is also taking their mask mandate seriously. A fire rescue commissioner from the Tampa area was arrested on Duval Street Wednesday night when he and others were spotted without masks.
It's more than just a suggestion. It is a CDC recommendation that has all become sort of like lock law that you can't really trifle with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful under the coronavirus regulations we have currently.
The officer explains that she's being arrested. When she continues to resist, he uses his taser.
Come on!
Put your hands right here.
No. I'm going to be detained.
Yes, you are. I will tase you right now.
What disturbance did I cause? What day?
March
12th at Longo's. How did I cause a disturbance? I claimed the mask exemption, and I did my shopping, and I left. So you cannot arrest me. I'm not getting out of the car.
They've locked off the entire f***ing street with cop cars, SUVs, cop cars, locked streets, both ends.
When castles.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock. Discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.